So what is salvation? The word is a staple of Christian literature, right? Not to mention the Bible, and Christianity can hardly be defined without this concept of salvation, right? I mean, that's a key element in Christianity. We've already covered that Christian worldview is a view of what's wrong with the world, right? And the idea there is that we've rebelled against our Creator, you know, and so that brings condemnation by the Creator, and obviously corruption upon ourselves, and as our author mentioned, a curse upon the entire creation, right? So that's the result of this rebellion that we have, right? And so we are in a situation where we are hopeless,
right? So if you're writing the story, this is called the conflict. Yeah. we are coming into conflict with God.
Yeah.
He says to do one thing, we do another, conflict arises. So how are we going to get out of this?
Yeah.
That's the Paul Harvey would say. Paul Harvey was this guy on the radio, and I probably should explain radio for anyone. This would be the rest of the story. I remember those from back in the day, talk radio.
Okay. Now the rest of the story.
It was before podcasts. That's right. So not only have we made a mess of ourselves and the world, our corrupted state means we cannot fix the problem ourselves. Mm. So, doctor, heal thyself. Well, unfortunately, we're not able to.
Right.
Because we're fundamentally broken creatures, polluted in our very natures, we're not able to fix ourselves. However, God has stepped in to save us. The biblical term for this message is the gospel, which literally means the good news.
Yeah, so we're so broken, you know, there's nothing we can do for ourselves, right? Which is, you're talking about hopeless. That's a hopeless situation, right?
Right.
You know, this is one of the few, Christianity is one of the few, we might say religions, if we want to say that has mankind in a hopeless situation and unable to do anything about it,
right?
It's not like we can work ourselves out or do good works or, you know, maybe do a little better here and karma will add in and all. No. There's nothing that we're hopeless.
Right.
There's nothing we can do to fix ourselves.
Concentrate really hard and you reach a state where you don't care about whether or not you're at peace
that's
or not.
That's right. That's but right.
That's what you ultimately get.
No suffering. And Yeah. Nope, that's not the situation with Christianity.
Right.
It puts us really... in a situation where, you know, we are right. Mm-hmm. We've messed up so bad that there's nothing that we can do to get out. As he mentioned earlier, we've dug this pit now and we're stuck in it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it goes again back to relationship and understanding of that hierarchy of reliance on God. We were reliant on God even in the beginning. And ultimately, that theme is maintained both in salvation and in the healing aspect of it.
Yeah.